Hey, it's Jeffrey Craner. So my co-writer, Joseph Fink, and I have written three novels set in the world of Night Vale. There's Welcome to Night Vale, a novel, which answers the question, who's the man in the tan jacket and what does he want with our city? There's It Devours, in which we go inside the joyous congregation of the smiling god. And the most recent novel is called The Faceless Old Woman Who Secretly Lives in Your Home, and it is about a faceless old woman who secretly lives in your home. This last one is our favorite book that we've written together. The ending is shocking, and the journey getting there is full of adventures, laughs, and horror. But aside from Night Vale, we've written other books too. Joseph wrote a middle grade novel, The Halloween Moon, about a Halloween-obsessed girl named Esther Gold, who goes out trick-or-treating for one last year, only to find her town under the thrall of a mysterious presence. Plus, Joseph and Meg Bashwinner, co-host of Good Morning Night Vale, published The First 10 Years, a hilarious and sweet he-said-she-said memoir about the first 10 years of a relationship. And finally, my fellow Within the Wires writer Janina Mathewson and I wrote a novel called You Feel It Just Below the Ribs, a fictional autobiography in an alternate 20th century that chronicles one woman's unusual life, including the price she pays to survive and the cost her choices hold for the society she is trying to save. So yeah, check out the books we've written. Just go to welcometonightvale.com, click on books for a complete list of everything we've been writing. That's welcometonightvale.com, click on books. Or just wherever you get your books, just search our names. And hey, thanks.
10 years ago, we were a friendly desert community where the sun was hot, the moon was beautiful, and mysterious lights passed overhead while we all pretended to sleep. Now we're still all of those things, but we also have the new Adidas outlet at the mall. Welcome to Night Vale. Okay, well, today is the day. Carlos is on the way to the station, and he should be here very soon, and I will get to present him with his surprise. I am holding the certificate. There isn't usually a certificate, but I insisted and printed one out myself. There should always be something tangible to mark the really important intangibles. You see, Carlos arrived in town 10 years ago today. And after 10 years, he is now officially part of the town of Night Vale, just as much as station management, and the brownstone spire, and Barks on Wee, the crime dog. He belongs to Night Vale, and Night Vale belongs to him, and no one can take that away. I got him a certificate. I couldn't find any appropriate templates, so it has a picture of a man golfing and word art that says, "Grats to my grad." But I think he'll get the idea. Okay, if you see him on his way here, please don't let him know. Oh, he's gonna be so excited. Looking back at these 10 years makes me think about everyone else who went through this decade-long journey with me. Take Dana Cardinal. 10 years ago, she was a high school senior, editor of the school paper with a strong interest in a career in journalism. She became an intern here at this very station. And you could say that really launched things for her. Specifically, she was launched into the same desert otherworld where Carlos was once trapped, and then she became mayor of Night Vale, and then she wasn't mayor anymore and will never have a mayor again, yada yada. Now, here we are 10 years later, and Dana lives a quiet life. She works as a therapist. I asked her, "Don't you usually need a degree for that kind of thing?" And she said, "Yes," and then changed the subject. Mostly, though, she relishes the quiet, no longer being in the public eye, no longer having me talk about her on the radio. You know what? Never mind. Let's talk about something else. Continuing our look back at these 10 wonderful years, let's talk about lights, seen in the sky above the Arby's. Not the glowing sign of Arby's, something higher and beyond that. Now we all understand the lights above the Arby's, except they are no longer the lights above the Arby's. Not since Rudy Arby, owner of Arby's Discount Shoes, which the lights floated above, closed up shop and was replaced by Burger King. Yes, Janet, Burger King's sportswear and tuxedo rental sits where the Arby's once was. But we still understand the lights. Listeners, the future is here, and it's about 100 feet above the Burger King. An update on our top news story. Carlos called and said that as long as he's out, he just needs to pop into the Ralph's and pick up some stuff for dinner, which is so thoughtful of him. And I love him taking on that responsibility. But also, I can't wait much longer to be the one to get to tell the love of my life that this town is his for as long as he wants it. To get to express that sense of belonging to one who was once unsure of his belonging. Well, I want to do it right away. But that is a selfish impulse. This day is not about me. It's about Carlos. And anyway, stopping at the grocery store so you'll have something to make dinner with, isn't that all just part of belonging to a town? Isn't every life lived day to day? And isn't every day lived moment to moment? Isn't it? Really, if you know the answer, please call in. I don't have a strong handle on how time works. But speaking of time, it's time to look at time as it applies to a person. Okay, I said time too many times. And this time, the word has lost all meaning to me. Okay, so let's just look at 10 years of Steve Carlsberg. 10 years ago, I'd say things were pretty much like they are now. Steve has always been one of my favorite people. Our relationship has always been close and friendly. Yeah, not much to say there. Steve's a big sweetie, and I've always thought so. Not like Susan Willman, ugh, or Hunto Car, or whatever she's calling herself now. Ugh. And now a word from our sponsors. I took a walk on the cool sand dunes, brittle grass overgrown, and above me in the night sky, above me I saw. My baser instincts tell me that I am merely basic needs, but on my good nights, I am also grace and light. My alarm clock tells me that I am not enough, but my dreams tell me there is a sprawling within me. There is no end to what could be accomplished with eggs if we really applied ourselves. My teeth taste like orange rinds. My tongue tastes like cherry lipstick. My breath smells like freshly hewn wood. I took a walk on the sand dunes, brittle grass overgrown, and above me in the night sky, above me I saw. This message was brought to you by Coke Zero. It is almost as if we weren't. Oh, the door to the producer's booth is opening. This must be Carlos. Hi, Carlos, surprise! Oh, it's my niece Janice. Right. Oh, she's looking for ways to get some more credits at college, and she's considering interning at the station. Janice, I told you this before, I do not recommend that. Why? I don't know why. It's just not for you, okay? Have you thought about interning at City Hall? The Hall of Public Records could probably use your advice on better security. In any case, have you seen your Uncle Carlos? He was outside the Ralph's, caught in conversation with Telly the barber. Well, it's nice that he has found it in his heart to forgive Telly for that vile haircut. My own heart remains void of that particular bit of forgiveness, but I do hope Carlos hurries. I just can't wait. Now, get out of this radio station, Janice. Intern literally anywhere else. Is the abandoned missile silo outside of town taking applications? It's a hard internship to get, but highly prestigious. We have time for one more retrospective, and who else could it be but Tamika Flynn? A decade ago, Tamika was 11 years old. Can you believe that? She hadn't yet gone through the summer reading program, hadn't yet returned with the head of a librarian, hadn't yet created her teen militia that helped save our town from StrexCorp and a smiling god. No. She was merely an 11-year-old who loved books and what can be done with books, like reading, collecting, and hurling at wrongdoers. Now she is a member of City Council, a responsible adult like any of us. She still loves collecting books, but she doesn't hurl them at bad people as much anymore. She still totally does do that. Oh man, does she do that, but just not as much. And what next for Tamika? Well, she's 21. She doesn't need to know what's next. I don't know what's next, and I'm... whatever age I am. I have no idea. Another look back. Let's talk about the house that doesn't exist. You might remember that this house was in the old development of Desert Creek, out back of the elementary school. The house seemed like it existed, like it was just right there when you looked at it. And it was between two other identical houses, so it would make more sense for it to have been than not. But the house simply wasn't there. Also, it served as the gateway into a desert otherworld where Carlos was stuck for a year because he wasn't from Nightvale, and so the old oak door wouldn't let him back through. That's all basic science, and it was really difficult. But maybe it was good for us. The time apart strengthened our relationship. As they say, if you can do long distance, okay, great. But not having to do it is better. Of course, that will never be a problem again, because now Carlos belongs to our town. I have the certificate to prove it. He should be here soon to pick it up. Anyway, the house that doesn't exist got torn down by the city last year. We're trying to address the housing crisis with more high-density buildings, and so now it is an apartment building that doesn't exist. Like, it's just right there when you look at it, but the apartment building definitely isn't there. This is much better for housing more people, more affordably. Oh, also, it's still a gateway to the desert otherworld, so please be careful. Oh, okay. Carlos is here. Okay, I'm gonna hide their certificate. And here he is. Hi, honey.
Hey, Pumpkin. What's up? I was just in the middle of an experiment. Yeah, I had heated up a green-colored chemical until it was bubbling, and then I pointed this big orange laser at it, and then I wrote a bunch of numbers on a chalkboard, so I am expecting some truly groundbreaking results.
Ooh, I'm sure. And you will do your hometown proud.
My hometown?
Of Nightvale! Here's a certificate. After 10 years, you are officially a member of this community. Nightvale's weirdness is finally your weirdness. You are threatened by, and protected by, this town as much as any of us. Okay, listeners, Carlos is overcome. He's looking at the certificate. Oh, did you know I designed that certificate myself?
Oh, I knew that, sweetie. You sure love Comic Sans, but, wow.
Carlos, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Okay, listeners, please hold on. I'm gonna take you to the weather.
Weird idea, few friends, no plan. That's where it all began. We didn't know if anyone would hear. But things soon got out of hand. When the numbers came in, we thought they were an error. Didn't even know what Tumblr was at the time. But a new life started there. And all of you were why. Thanks, extraordinary thanks. Can't believe it happened. Thanks for letting us do what we do. Here's to 10 more years of sharing the small town with you. So we piled all of our friends into a van. Went just everywhere they'd let us go. And we never forgot who was staring back from the dark in every show. Extraordinary thanks. Can't believe it happened. Thanks for letting us do what we do. Thanks. Unbelievable thanks. Here's to 10 more years of sharing the small town with you. I don't know what happens from here. Every life is lived day to day. But I know I love writing this little town for you. And I know I'm so lucky it all turned out this way.
I am once again thinking about the series of ongoing actions that we perceive as the present, and the amassing of memories that we treat as the past, and the hopes and dreams and worries and fears that we project as the future. I am thinking about time and how it's so finite and also so infinite, but not infinite enough. Never quite infinite enough, really. And I am thinking about space, which is merely a concept applied by humans to all that is not human around them. We believe our subjective to be the universe's objective, but we are mistaken. Space is what we fill with it. Ideas, other people, walls and windows, a sun, a moon, sand between our toes. We add it up to whatever is meaningful to us. And I am also thinking about a town, which is just a collection of objects and people no more meaningful than any other. Any arrangement of objects and people could be a household or a town or a city or a state or a country or an entire world. Arbitrary lines drawing arbitrary boundaries. Well, and this one we call Night Vale. And it has been my home for 10 years. When I was not able to go back through the old oak doors because I was not from Night Vale, it hurt. It called into question my standing among people I loved, and So I did not hurry home. Cecil doesn't know how long that time apart was from my perspective, and he never will. Time is a funny thing. It's a joke with a sad punchline. It is nice, I suppose, this piece of paper, the idea that I belong. But I did not need a piece of paper. I did not need to be told that I belong to this town, because this town belongs to me. It is an artificial set of boundaries around an arbitrary collection of objects and people, and I am one of those people. I help set those boundaries. I started contributing to the definition of this town the moment I set foot in it. My son was born here, my husband too, but all of us live here. I love my son and my husband, and I love Night Vale too. I actually don't need any piece of paper telling me that Night Vale loves me back. So here's to 10, 20, a lifetime more of years in this desert town. Time both finite and infinite, but never infinite enough. Still, I just have to say this certificate is very cute, and it was very nice of Cecil to make it. I will hang it up in my lab next to the photo of Hideki Miyazaki at his Nobel Prize ceremony. Here's to Night Vale forever. However long forever ends up lasting.
Okay, sorry about that. I had to pop into the bathroom to feed the kittens and... Oh, Carlos is gone, but he took the certificate. Did he seem excited? I bet he was. So excited. I'll listen back later. 10 years. Not that long in the grand scheme of things, I guess, but we don't live in the grand scheme, do we? No. Our personal schemes are much more modest, and 10 years is a lot to me. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll keep listening. I'll still be here, the voice of your community, coming to you wherever you listen. This all mattered to me. Every minute of it. I hope it mattered to you. Stay tuned next for a woman's voice listing a bunch of names for some reason, and then saying a proverb. And from my Night Vale to yours, good night, Night Vale. Good night.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Disparition. The voice of Carlos is Dylan Marin. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was 10 Years Later by Joseph Fink. Find out more at josephfink.bandcamp.com. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Twitter at Night Vale Radio. Or start a weird project with a few friends and then do it for a decade and counting. Check out welcometonightvale.com for info about our current tour of North America and our upcoming European tour, and our Patreon that keeps us able to make this show. Today's proverb, hey, thanks.
Hi, this is Dr. Janet Lubell with the University of What It Is. Kareem Nazari got in touch with us and explained about your weird little desert town, and it sounds simply fascinating. A scientifically rich hotspot. We're sending a team right away. We cannot wait to figure out why every part of your town is the way it is. We were going to find an explanation for every little thing. Okay, don't worry. We'll be there soon. Hopefully the next time we speak, it'll be in person. Okay, bye-bye now.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Craner, and I wanted to tell you about one of my other podcasts, Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. So the thing is, my friend Cecil Baldwin, the voice of Night Vale, loves horror movies, and he's helping make the genre more approachable for me, and hopefully for you too, one film at a time in a random order. Are you squeamish about horror movies? Look, I get it, and no worries. Just listen in and we'll tell you everything that happens. But do you love horror movies? Well, that's great too. Watch along with us each week. We've got nearly 200 episodes covering everything from The Shining to Leprechaun 4 in Space. I'm serious, we go in a random order. So check out Random Horror 9 wherever you get podcasts. From PRX.